Coach, is there any update for Mark Scheifele's status?
Be a game time decision tomorrow. Get the morning. Get the warm up skating, and we'll see. Have a fairly high expectation. He'll be fine.
You're about to begin a stretch, predominantly with home games here for almost the next month. What difference do you think it will make to your team, and how will you yourself be approaching it with them?
I think something we found in the last time home for a stretch of time, some rest. You know, you do get to recover a little bit. We've been on the road quite a bit in the first half of the season, so a little better rested, a little quicker recovery on games, a little more of an even energy level expectation every night. And I apologize for this. If it wasn't the truth, I wouldn't say it. One game at a time has great value to us now. We're at home. We feel good and confident about our game. I like the structure of what we're doing, the lines that we're running, the pairings that we have. So excited about each game.
So energy will be the only difference then?
Well, there's lots of differences between home and the road in terms of matchup and things like that. But the one advantage that you do have at home is that you're not traveling. You're not getting off the plane at 3 o'clock in the morning. You're not changing time zones, you know, seemingly two and three times a road trip. So that energy is a big one.
It's the first time for a lot of players against their former teams, yeah. Most notably Evander, of course. How do you expect that whole dynamic to affect this game?
I think it will be a positive for us. You worry about that game coming back off extended road trips, the energy level. I think it's going to be built into this game. And then I think the puck drops, and there won't be anything overly unusual about it 5 minutes into the game. I think it settles right into a hockey game there. They've played well. They played well against Chicago, but they're not winning, and so that keeps them unhappy. We've got quite a task ahead of us, and we'll be real focused on that. So I think there'll be some energy and a little bit of buzz probably. Everything above the ice surface will be excited, and the puck will drop, and a game will get played.
So you do appreciate the opportunity for the fans and people to have some fun with this one.
I think fans should have fun every time they come and watch the Jets play, sure. It was a big deal, numbers-wise. There's going to be five players in that lineup tomorrow that are playing their former teammate, and so there'll be extra energy.
Pavlik and where he's at right now.
Right where we thought he'd be. He's back on the ice, starting to get into stronger movements on the ice. So he kind of, I don't know if this is a fair statement, I'll make it anyway, a little bit like players who kind of have concussions. You give them the day and see how they come back tomorrow, and if they feel good, they get a little bit more. And how steep that recovery is, I can't tell you. He'll just kind of keep getting pushed more and more until he can get back doing what goalies do. And from that point, it'll be, practice time, I guess, is the next window that we're looking, but that's still a ways away. No, it's so I had said January, February. I can't because there's not enough, at least I don't have enough history of goaltenders with this. With players, you kind of give a narrower window. It's usually whatever that window, 6 to 8 weeks or whatever. So with goalies, it's just longer. So because there's just not enough of it. We're happy with where he's at. He's where we thought he would be at this point in time. But I don't know when he gets to that next level that he can, let's say, get down into the butterfly and get across. I don't know how long he stays in that before he's strong, where he's really strong in it. That's where we just don't know how fast he'll recover from it.
Is Scheifele's absence upper or lower body?
Lower.
Lower.
And not related to his previous injury.